Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have the email address on the account that you're calling in about today?
I shouldn't have an account. That's what the problem is. I don't know what these charges are on my statement.
All right. Well, I do want to let you know that I am a customer service agent at a call center that serves multiple companies. May I ask you the charge amount that was charged to your card?
Well, there was an $18.95 on February 19th and a dollar on February 22nd.
Right, that is, those are our charges, but I will have to try to locate an account to see who charged you and why. May I please have your email address?
Well, you're not going to find it because I'm not in your database. At least I should not be. I don't know what this charge is for. I hesitate to give my email out to anybody on the telephone. All I want to know is there any other way you can check these charges?
I could check by your email, your phone number, your zip code.
Zip code is 60140.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that for me, please?
60140.
Thank you for that information. May I please have your first and last name?
Carol Garrow, Garrow.
All right, I have located an account for carhistory.online. This account was canceled out and also refunded with the refund confirmation number of 1455284. How may I help you?
Okay, so it has been canceled then. When was it canceled?
February the 27th.
All right, that's what I needed to know. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
And is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, that'll take care of me. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.